Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, live from the Waukesha, easy for me to say, County Fairgrounds. Dominic, we're here for a Donald Trump rally, and the Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels, gubernatorial candidate, a fired-up Tim Michaels on the stage. You want to listen in?
We're here, may as well.
He's all fired up.
So I went to college up in Green Bay, St. Norbert College, and I got into ROTC. When I graduated, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the infantry in the United States Army. And like I do everything in life, I went all in. I went to airborne school, paratrooper school, ranger school, air assault school, jungle warfare school, low intensity conflict school. And after 12 years, I got out at the rank of major. A lot of hard days and a lot of hard nights over those 12 years. And all you veterans out there know what I'm talking about. How many veterans out there? Stand up, all you veterans. Thank you for your service.
Who already stood up for Adam Steen? Sorry, I'm going to sit, sir. But I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Rangers lead the way.
Hoo-wah.
God has blessed America. Look at all those people that stood up. A lot of hard days and a lot of hard nights like I had in my 12 years. But I'll tell you, the greatest honor I had in my 12 years of service
being endorsed
was
by
being
Trump?
The commanding officer of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
Kissing Trump's ring? Going to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass?
So I got out of the Army, brought my new bride, Barbara, back. We moved to Oconomowoc, just about 20 minutes west of here. Rejoined the family business, the one where I started filling those pea gravel bags. Unfortunately, a year later, my dad passed away, founder of the company. Dad started that company in 1960. He was the boss, he was the foreman, he had four employees, and my mom drove the dump truck. I'm telling you, she could work a mean stick shift. Dad passed away, we had a few hundred employees. Today at Michaels Corporation, we employ over 8,000 people.
Lots of government contracts. Yo, socialism.
Great family-supporting jobs. The average pay, the average wage for a laborer at Michaels Corporation is $97,000 a year.
Should get us a job there at Michael's.
With great health care and great benefits. We know that if you take care of people, great things will happen. And that's what I'm going to do as governor of Wisconsin. I'm going to take care of the people of this state.
It's going to take care of us. It'll take care of you, Curdy. Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
What do you do with these 8,000 employees? We build energy infrastructure. We keep the lights on. We put power lines up and big pipelines. Like the Keystone Pipeline.
In Jeff fact, comments.
On inauguration day,
love women who know
Joe Biden gets sworn in. What's the first thing he does? He signs an executive order canceling the Keystone Pipeline. That night,
he decided he was going to run for governor because he was getting paid on that Keystone Pipeline.
That night, Joe Biden is dancing at his inaugural ball. We had to lay off 700 hard-working men and women.
Had to?
What did you think was going to happen?
Chose to?
Well, you know, bottom lines are important, Dom.
$4-5 gas, $6-7 diesel, driving up the cost of everything. Inflation was so predictable, but he didn't care, because all he wanted to do was please his environmental zealot supporters.
God,
didn't care about the people that were going to go to the pump. Doesn't care about you. We need to have proven executive leadership in government, and that's what I'm going to do here in Wisconsin.
Why is he yelling at us?
Because he really means it.
So President Trump.
Ex-President Trump.
He and I met down at Mar-a-Lago. It was supposed to be a 20-minute meeting. It lasted an hour and 15 minutes.
He ranted about,
we talked about the governor's race.
Kid going to problem.
We talked about politics. We spent a lot of time talking about building things. I am here to tell you how sharp that man's mind is. He asked me questions like, Tim, why do sometimes you build two 30-inch pipelines next to each other, and why not just build one 42-inch pipeline instead? Do you remember pi back in school, 3.14? It's what you use to determine the volume of product.
Tim, we don't do math on the radio.
President Trump was doing this in his head. By the way, the answer is one 42-inch pipeline carries about the same amount of product as two 30-inch. But he knew that in his head. He asked me questions like, how do you build a subway tunnel
80
feet under the streets of Manhattan in New York? How does a tunnel boring machine work? I'll tell you what, we hit it off fabulously.
I had a boss like that.
He's a builder. I'm a builder. He's an outsider. I'm an outsider.
He's
a businessman. I'm a businessman. That's why he said, Tim, I'm going to endorse you.
I thought that was all about the Clayfish kid going to prom with Hagedorn's kid. A lot of thumbs up from Tim Michaels.
One quick little story. I'm going to share a little insight.
Daughter
Sophie, I said she's always with me on the campaign trail, right?
And she
has
never
my phone
gone
all the time. They don't
prom with any of Hagedorn's kids.
Sophie, I gave a speech to a group of business leaders in downtown Milwaukee. They're very concerned about the direction of Milwaukee. Crime is running rampant. Education is atrocious.
You think it's bad now? Wait till the RNC gets here.
You're going to be the man that can get Milwaukee headed in the right direction. But anyhow, I walk over by Sophie, and she has my phone. President Trump doesn't know I have his caller ID, so don't tell him, all right? Sophie holds up my phone. She goes, Dad, it's President Trump. So I answer, hello, it's Tim.
Tim, this is Donald Trump. I'm going to endorse you because you're a winner and I'm a winner and I want to win. And you're a businessman. That's my President Trump imitation. So
that was pretty bad.
Not great.
He's not mocking enough.
You're a winner. I'm a winner.
We're all going to win. It was a great moment, but it hasn't changed a single thing that we've been doing. We've been mission focused from day one, and that's why we've been surging. The endorsement of President Trump, we just kept moving forward. It's been a great, tremendous boost to our campaign, a great endorsement of the enthusiasm that we have, but we're mission-focused. And then Governor Tommy Thompson endorses me after that. Great endorsement from a great unifier, four times elected governor of Wisconsin. We didn't change a single thing that we're doing there either. Proud to have the endorsement of Governor Thompson as well. But despite everything, what the polls say, and they're really good, by the way, it's the anecdotal evidence that I get everywhere I go. People are coming up to me and they're saying, Tim, thank you for running. I've been waiting for someone that's not a career politician. I've been waiting for a businessman, an outsider, a veteran. That's what we need more in government. That's the way our founding fathers intended it to be.
So he ran 18 years ago
back in the day,
and got 45%.
Candlestick maker.
He never really went away, right?
Stayed in the legislature, served for a couple terms, and then go back and let somebody else do it.
Tim Michaels, gubernatorial candidate.
So what am I going to do when I'm governor? The very first thing, my number one priority, is election integrity.
Of course.
You would fill out the parking lot.
I'm going to get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It should have been done a long time ago by my predecessor.
And what are you going to do then?
Well, he's going to do congressional
district. When I took that oath of office, I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Great idea.
That was not a 12-year commitment or a 4-year commitment or a 6-year commitment. As you veterans know, that's a lifelong commitment. I'm going to get election integrity back here in Wisconsin. We are going to stop the Zuckerbucks, out-of-state billionaires coming into the state and taking control of our election process.
Wait, aren't you an out-of-state billionaire?
Nearly a billionaire. He's got 8,000 employees. That's quite a few. They pay each one on, 92
grand? I'm going to stop the ballot harvesting. I'm going to make sure
is there ballot harvesting?
That this indefinitely confined status stops.
I don't
just
know.
Just because you may have had COVID 2 years ago doesn't mean that you should get a ballot. In some cases, I've heard multiple ballots mailed to you for the rest of your life.
Multiple
I've ballots. United States of America.
I've heard
you
that
need to show an ID
show?
To get on an airplane. You need to show an ID to buy liquor. Your ballot is sacred, and you can buy. You can show an ID to get your ballot once again.
So how should my mother vote if she's unable to leave the facility she's
just
in?
Just disenfranchise her.
Oh, okay, just to hell with
it. I take that oath right now before you again. I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. If we don't have fair and transparent elections, our entire constitutional system comes crumbling down. This is the United States of America.
No, this is an indictment of the United States of America.
It's not some
I'm not
going to
stand here.
We should not even be having this conversation
it's
21 months
house.
After the election. Was it rigged? Was it fixed?
Right,
I'm
we shouldn't.
Stop it.
Really? What
was
are you going to do?
Was it fixed?
You going to stuff a sock in Trump's mouth, dude? Because that's where it's coming from.
People want to know.
And Janelle Branjan and all the other maggots out there. So if we win, we'll stop complaining about the election integrity. But if we lose... Well, then it's rigged.
There's chanting USA down. You're being unpatriotic.
Am I?
America.
My number two priority is to reduce crime. Crime is at a 30-year high in Wisconsin. Murder, assault, violent crime at a 30-year high. And most of it happened in the last 2 years. Why? I believe it's a byproduct of the Defund the Police movement.
Thank God.
How did we get to this point in America where less police is better? Where police are bad?
Well, I think you've had enough of Tim Michaels for a while. He's quite fired up. He's yelling into that microphone, Dom. I do that occasionally. I get fired up on a Friday. It's nearly the weekend, man. So we'll come back. We're doing a live special event. Donald Trump rally, Waukesha County Fairgrounds, I guess we're at. We'll come back. Maybe we'll take your calls. Maybe. Unless, of course, your name's CJ. 844-967-2789. We'll take you up to the live Trump speech right here on the Shaw 540 AM 101 FM Devil Radio Network. Bull Falls Radio 1230 AM or live at Trump and Bob Chuck Helmets.
And taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Trump Treason Tour 2022. The endorsed Tim Michaels speaking right now. His priorities, folks, election integrity, crime, and election reform, meaning universal school choice, as he puts it. Let's hear more of Trump's mega pick in Wisconsin.
Do we have to?
We have to.
And if they don't like the way their kids are being taught, they can go somewhere else.
Universal school choices.
How it's being taught, they can go somewhere else. We will stop the CRT and we will get back to the ABCs.
Stop the CRT, get back to the ABCs and the 1-2-3s.
You know me.
Not really. You've lived in Connecticut most of your life.
Those are my big three priorities,
big
but there's
three.
So much to do.
That third one's
economy,
thick, right? That's what he said.
Jobs. Thick. It's going to be my big priority from the first day I'm sworn in until the last day I leave the governor's office. And I know how to do that as a businessman. I know how to create jobs. I'm not just some politician standing up here talking about it. I've done it, helping grow Michaels Corporation from a few hundred to 8,000. And we had thousands of people working by our side that made that possible. We treat those people well. And we did it despite the government bureaucracy, despite the excessive taxation, and despite that liberal attitude. As Barack Obama said, you didn't build that. We did build that with all those hardworking people at our side. And that is the American dream.
And
the American dream that my mother and father had.
Who paid for
the American dream that I have with my brothers and my family. And I want to make sure that future generations have the same opportunity for the American dream.
He's done soon.
Life is but a dream. Da, 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 da.
Thank you for coming out this afternoon. This is very powerful.
Oh,
powerful. Very powerful.
Very
what
powerful.
Happened.
How very Trumpy.
Great gathering. Well, I stand before you. I'm a candidate.
I would say a crowded no more
taking
than
no money from PACs or lobbyists or special interests. It's too much of that special interest money in government. I've been very blessed that I've been able to do that. But my opponent, her husband's a lobbyist as well. We need to get those people out of government. We need to bring some purity back into government.
Purity
we
test.
Need to have that proven executive experience. People that have, like me, that have made plans, executed those plans, and solved problems. People find that so refreshing. Everywhere I go, I have guys coming up to me, and they say, Tim, I work in the union, but you know what? The Democratic Party has left me. All they care about now is LGBTQ and drag queen shows for third graders. I just want to go to my job.
Boo. Boo. The hell with those people and their rights.
Screw those third graders.
I just want to go to work, raise my family, go to my kids' ball game, maybe go to church on Sunday.
Maybe not.
You, Tim, you represent the working man. I know that you wore boots your whole life. 12 years I wore army boots. 25 years I wore steel toe boots. That is refreshing, and that's what people want. Gather, we gather together.
More boots.
Because today is the beginning of a different era. We're gonna take back America.
Take it
together
back.
We're gonna beat Tony Evers. Together we're gonna get Wisconsin headed in the right direction and make it the greatest state that it can be. I ask for your vote on August 9th. God bless you, God bless America. Thank you so much.
And nowhere else. Well, that was Tim Michaels, folks. He's all fired up. Not much of a public speaker, but, you know, he projects well. He's loud. He's got that going for him, which is nice. Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show live from the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. The reason, the rationale, Donald Trump's coming to town. It's a Save America rally, Dom. And we're here right behind the risers.
It's 25 after 5, right? We've had all the people speak. And Trump's not supposed to be now up till
90 minutes. Just speak 90 minutes, everyone.
Love that. That's all lucked in. One of the nice volunteer ladies, grabbed me and saw my press credential. Maybe she just thought I was somebody different. She's like, oh my goodness, can you get some water? I've been sitting here all day long in the sun, and no one's got us any water. I said, no, I can't help you. I don't work here. But maybe talk to the guy. So hopefully the volunteers are getting water. One of the many Trump rallies we went to, Bertie, Trump sold water. They unplugged the vending machines, and they sold the Trump-labeled water for like $4.
They uncovered or they covered the water fountains, the bubblers, if you will, for our Wisconsin listeners. And they actually sold at one Trump rally styrofoam cups full of water.
I mean,
$3-4, if I recall.
Well,
like
if
that.
You can't make any money, it's not even worth doing it, right?
Feel like the Trump water was free. Like they were giving out his water. Mm. I kept my Trump water bottle. It's a keepsake.
Or something someday.
We're going to take a break here just a moment. We'll come back live cover from the Trump rally and your election of Wisconsin. And they are driving a stake in the heart of the Republican Party, man. Time for a quick caller, maybe Gary from Sussex. Gary, are you out at the Trump rally, my friend? You got to come by and say hi to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Gary.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good, man. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. Hey, great.
Yes, sir.
Gary, you at the Trump rally somewhere?
No, I'm working. But I wish I was, but I was sitting there listening to you guys cover it. You guys are really progressive. You guys are coming along. I never thought you'd go to a Trump-Michaels rally. You guys are all right. You guys are great.
You know what, Gary? I'm with you, man. That's a terrible idea.
Hey, would you?
Are we the only one covering the event today, Gary? I don't see any other live radio broadcasters.
Yeah, I don't know if
I'm sorry, we lost you, Gary. I don't know what happened to Gary.
Oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but would you vote for Michaels after listening, or would you vote for Clayfish?
Well, I wouldn't vote for either, but if I had, you know, you put it into my head, Gary, and who are you going to vote for in the Republican primary?
You must endorse a Republican. You must vote for a Republican, Crudy. Who would it be?
I'd follow your example and vote for Tim Ramsey, man. Because I am all down for the chaos, the disarray, and the Republican Party. No, if all honesty, how could you vote for Michaels? It'd have to be Clayfish. Four Devils. Live and watch.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again. Waukesha County Fairgrounds, Donald Trump the occasion. Dom, more and more people moving in here, but this is still, by comparison to the last Trump rally I went to, Des Moines, Iowa, Saturday night back in October. I would have guesstimated the crowd that night between 25 and 45,000, probably on the high side.
25 and 45 is a big range, man.
Well, the Des Moines Register said the crowd was 25,000. I would have guessed 40,000 or more. It was a ginormous crowd on a Saturday night, and they were playing football that very same night down the road. Iowa State was playing Iowa in Iowa City, and Trump still had a ginormous crowd on a Saturday night in Iowa. Now, by comparison, here at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, Dom, this crowd, maybe 3,000? I mean, big crowd, not a bad crowd, you know, if you're having a picnic or something, but this is not a Trumpy crowd. This is going to be hard to call the largest crowd ever. Trump loves doing that. This is not a ginormous crowd.
Well, I mean, if you want to be accurate, perhaps it'd be hard to do that. But when would accuracy and truthfulness have anything to do with the mega crowd? He'll come out and say what he always says. Oh, greatest crowd ever, biggest crowd ever. Whatever. That's just how they are, Crudy. But we do have some callers on the line. We're out here at the Trump Treason Tour 2022 taking your calls. Our pal Profane Ronnie. Hey, happy birthday, Ronnie. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Keep her clean, sister.
Thanks, guys. So I missed the first hour of the show because I was at the fair. And then I got in the car at 5, and you had to subject me to Michaels. And I was, like, vomiting in the car. Oh, my God. He's horrible. He's horrible. Oh, my God. So now I'm at Pick and Save in the wine department trying to be in a corner so people can't hear me complain. But, oh, my God, he's horrible. And the reason why there's only 3,000 people there is because people like me signed up for tickets and said we were going, and we're not.
You know who Tim Michaels reminds me of is the Steve Carell character in Anchorman, Brick. Just loud noises. He's a loud talker, Profane Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're lucky I'm in Pick and Save, so I'm not a Profane Ronnie.
We are lucky you're in Pick and Save. Go get some groceries. Thanks for listening, Ronnie. Take us with anywhere on the Devil Radio app. You can hear us on TuneIn. And, of course, we're playing out in Waukesha. You should be listening to the Shaw today, you know, because it's the local station.
Before we get to the callers, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. Out on the road, Crudy's dragging me all around again. But ultimately, you know, the big three that Michaels, who is the Trump-endorsed gubernatorial GOP candidate here in Wisconsin, he talked about election integrity, crime, and education reform. And on those issues, honestly, I don't think he's any different than perhaps Rebecca Clayfish would claim to be on those very same issues. The difference is he's the Trumpster. He's the more Trumpy.
He says it louder.
He's the more Trumpy of the candidates, which is really hard because, I mean, Ram Jam is very Trumpy, but this guy's, you know, Ram Jam with some money.
Well, Kim from Waukesha, way back in hour one, we played a little sound, a little man on the street stuff. Evan, if you're still paying attention, man, let's do a little bit more of the man on the street stuff. I'd like to go to Phil from West Bend. No, I think we played. We got enough of Phil. We interrupted him, but that's okay. We'll move beyond Phil. But, Evan, if you recall, there's a young Trumpster. The kid was wearing the entire Trump garb. He had the bronzer on. I met him in the parking lot. Well, Dom, cosplay. I've seen it in porn, but I didn't realize it was going to be so popular here at the Trump rally. I saw a guy wearing, you know, 1776 Patriot style. I've seen lots of goofballs out here, you know, just in the American flag and the Trump shirt.
Right, right.
But this guy was full Donald Trump. Young guy, Evan played for the people. Young Donald Trump wannabe. I think his name was Alec.
So, if you don't mind, what's your real name?
Alec Drexler.
And Alec, you're dressed up as who today and why?
Donald Trump, and I'm dressed as him because to show my support.
And where are we at today?
We are in Waukesha, Wisconsin. A nice place.
And are you from here? Are you from nearby?
I'm from Illinois. Island Lake, a very similar kind of small town. Very nice.
And what would motivate you to dress
look like Donald Rittenhouse with the comb over?
People seem to like it when I do it, you know? They encourage me to do it.
And when you say people, you mean the young ladies? Who are you trying to meet today?
Young ladies, friends of mine, you know? They really like it. They think it's funny. They think it's a good way to show support.
Yeah. You're a little slimmer. I'm probably closer to Trump size than you are, man.
Well, I walked all the way from Illinois to here, so I lost all that weight coming over.
Hey, man, have a good...
So at least he had a clever response at the end.
Well, another boy from Illinois, man.
Hoping to get laid at a Trump rally by dressing like the Don.
You know, it's interesting. Of the people you've talked to, Crudy, I haven't heard anyone talk about any sort of specific policy issue, right? I mean, did you get in the weeds on anything?
Well, I did talk commerce with one guy. Evan, going to need your help. This guy was a vendor, and he was selling some T-shirts and hats. He bragged about having the best Trump hat display inventory of all. And then I asked him, like, how does this work? Because, you know, I've always wondered, all these merchants following the Trump show around.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, it's snake oil. When a grifter's going to grift, they all kind of come together.
Well, here's the guy telling me, here's the specific policy. Talking about kitchen tables?
Yes.
Well, here's why this guy's a vendor, a merchant at the Trump shows. Evan, play it for the people. This guy used to be a deadhead.
I think I'm going to just go out and crank out some Trump hats, or do you have to get licensing, or how does that work?
No. I'll tell you exactly how all this happened. I follow the Grateful Dead and the band Fish around, and I sell merchandise in their parking lots, and they let you set up just like
loose joints.
Well, when COVID hit, all the concerts.
I like it better
canceled.
If he sold loose joints.
A friend of mine was doing security for the Trump rallies when he was running for election, and he's like, dude,
they didn't cancel Trump during COVID.
And they saw all this stuff, and I was like, whatever, dude, you know? And I went to my first one, and I pull in here, and it's almost like set up like at the concerts I go to.
Yeah.
You know? So I am a Trump supporter. I do sell stuff to try to make money.
Yeah.
So whenever he does his rallies now, I show up and sell some merchandise. You know?
And where's home for you, if I may ask?
Ohio.
So do you drive up then?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And have you been following Trump's rallies?
I've done every one this year except for the one up in Alaska a couple weeks ago, and I didn't do Arizona because I had prior commitments. So.
Gotcha.
Alaska would be a hell of a drive to do some merchandising at a Trump rally.
How do you go from being a deadhead and following Fish to being a Trump supporter? Now, I get, you know, following around the circus to sell your wares. I mean, that's
That's
commerce.
Economy.
Yeah, that's commerce, man. I mean, I don't blame people for doing that. I imagine there's probably some people selling merch that are not Trump supporters. But I'm wondering why. Like, why? What is it? What is it about Donald Trump that has everybody so fired up? I mean, even if you just set aside the insurrection and the seditious conspiracy and all of that, and set aside the way he sold us out to Russia and embarrassed us in Helsinki, and you know, we get set aside lots and lots of things, but you know, what is it? I mean, when Trump was here, we crashed the economy because he denied COVID, at least publicly. And you know,
that's Wuhan's fault. That's China's fault.
Well, whatever. It, you know, when things happen, you know, the buck stops with you. It buck stops with Donald Trump.
I take no responsibility whatsoever.
The only thing he's actually done was were the tax cuts. I mean, what was the stock market at when Trump got booted out of office, right? What was our GDP at when Trump got booted out of office? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what exactly can any of these Trump supporters articulate specifically? Oh, we're going to stop CRT. Well, okay, what do you mean by that exactly? You don't think we should tell our students that are in public schools and studying history that many of the founding fathers were slave owners?
I mean, hey, you slow down. History is written by the winners, my friend.
Well, it doesn't make it any less true. So what? And so that is too difficult for people to comprehend. Yes, people can be good. People can do good things and still be bad people. Some bad people do good things. Good people do bad things. I mean, there's all sorts of. But you know, it is a crowd coming around a circus. It is like a concert, man. You come here and you hear the same old song over and over and over again. Like when we were traveling around, it was, you know, we're gonna build the wall and Mexico's gonna pay for it. I mean, that's as deep as it gets, man. And it's such a sad commentary on not just us as a country, specifically here in Waukesha, but certainly us as a country.
Well, Dominic, the circus used to come to town every summer, and you knew they were bringing out the elephants. You didn't complain about, oh, I've seen the elephants last year.
Sure. I mean, if you want to just go for the entertainment of it all, I get it. But, you know, there are real-world consequences to having a narcissist like Donald Trump in office. I mean, look at what happened to the Republican Party. They're in disarray.
You know, I met one other guy at least today. And Evan, if you got a couple minutes, let's play him. Now, this guy was in a full Uncle Sam costume, the fourth cosplayer I met earlier today. Three former presidents, including Trump. And Uncle Jam, as this man describes himself. I did a little selfie video, me and Uncle Jam. He was the front row of the VIP line. Not the guy that paid $1,400, but just the best dressed guy in line. Play it for the people, Uncle Jam.
Good dinner, Thomas.
Sir, what's your name?
Uncle Jam, UncleJam.us.
Where are we at?
We are in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And I'm saying that it's not Waukesha, it's
Waukesha. Are you
Waukesha.
Sure?
Right? Waukesha, I understand. Okay. Yeah. That's how we also call it the Shaw.
Right, and I think I saw a sign that said, not Waukesha. I like that.
That's clever. Where are you from, sir?
I am from...
Ah, you see what
you did? Yeah, we're not woke.
And look at me.
And what do you hope to see this afternoon?
Come on.
Trump rally.
The same thing I always hope to see, and hope is confident expectation. So I'm confidently expecting everybody to get excited for President Trump and await him to tell his big announcement that we believe he's going to run again.
What about Tim Michaels, the gubernatorial candidate?
That's got Uncle Jam very excited.
What's here to endorse him to reinforce his candidacy? Do you have a dog in the whole gubernatorial race in Wisconsin?
I'm still vetting some. I just, you know, usually a week before I hit a state, I'll check it out and see, because I don't always necessarily endorse any particular candidate, regardless of who does. I go for constitutional people. But sometimes he doesn't endorse anybody, and I think that's smart. Sometimes when it's close, he says, I want the people to see what you guys think. And so he's playing his cards right. So I'm not sure about Michael, but he's Trump endorsed, so that already puts him on my side, you know, before looking further.
Uncle Jam, hope you enjoy the round.
He's Trump endorsed, so he's got to be good. Choosy mothers choose,
you know, all,
Trump.
All in all, we love the Constitution. We love law and order. Well, you know, the guy was Donald Trump oversaw the first time in American history that we did not have a peaceful transfer of power.
I mean, you take such issue with that.
I'm just saying, how do these people square that? I mean, did you ask any of the hard questions, Crudy?
Hey, man, I wasn't trying to get my ass beat. Where's my wingman? You barely made it for showtime.
Hey,
man,
come sliding in at the last minute. You know how I do it. We know how you do it, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Trump Treason Tour 2022, sitting out here roasting in Waukesha. It is hot and sunny here in Wisconsin. We're going to take a break right now, come back with more of your phone calls, 844-967-2789. How long are we keeping this thing going, man?
Till Trump talks.
Oh, my God. Really? You know he's going to be late.
Seven-ish.
All right, seven-ish. Because I'm never on time, right? I mean, he's like Axl Rose.
And you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. Meet lots of nice folks. And those other people we played for you on the radio. More Devils live at Trump.
Man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We're going to go there next at 844-967-2789. Evan might need your help here. Kind of drop the phones on us. They're dropping everything on us. I believe we had Curtis on the line. Evan, if you want to bring Curtis onto the line with us, that would be fantastic.
Hey, Curtis.
How you doing, Curtis?
Hey, Mr. Down and Crew. How you guys doing? I have a good, powerful question for you. How many people out there are walking around with those weapons on their hips? You know, because, you know, Trump is always for those guns and walking around people.
Well, unlike the speech at the Ellipse, they've got magnometers here, metal detectors. I know, because when I came through, I showed the guy I had a couple of pieces of gum, like to have fresh breath at my Trump rallies.
You never know we're going to have to kiss someone because you just can't help yourself, Crew.
And he looked at me and said, it's a metal detector. You know, like, I don't care about your gum, but if you got a gun, you can't bring it into the Trump rally. Although I think Derek Van Orden's probably packing.
I don't know why. I mean, Trump says, you know, he's not afraid to go into the grocery store with all these people, you know, protect everybody because there's guns around. He says, I can take care of them. With no problem. So he should have no problem with people that rather with guns, you think.
He'd
you know?
Like to think he you like to think that Trump would run in even unarmed, wouldn't you?
Hey, thanks for the call, Curtis. We appreciate it. Phones are back up. We're running with you folks at 844-967-2789. Let's go with Betsy. Welcome, Betsy. What do you got for us?
How you doing, sister?
Hey, you guys, I want to thank you for doing this. I really love it. I'm having a good time listening, and I'm watching you on Facebook, and I just get a feel of it, and it's really entertaining. And I think Tim Michaels is crazy, and oh, my God, and Gableman when he was praying, I really felt it from him, man. I really did. I felt it. Yeah, you know what? I'm just kidding.
You know, there's not a cloud in the sky, Betsy. Betsy, not a cloud in the sky, but I was waiting for Gableman to get struck down by lightning.
Be careful, Crudy. You know those poor people in Janesville. God rest their soul. All right. Well, you guys, thank you for all that you do. Thank you. All right. Have a good time.
Thank you, Betsy. Appreciate. Yeah, we will have a good time. Being at the Treason Tour 2022 in Waukesha, 844-67-2789.
Wanted to sing along. We're in the heart of the Trump soundtrack, including Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
You know, he had all the years we went to go see him when he was running.
Six-song soundtrack.
Over. No. And we got here. I thought, well, man, he's updated the soundtrack. Well, they must have gone back.
Oh, wait. Marty Robin. Oh, no. Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash.
844-967-2789.
Bird.
Dick from Madison. You're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Don't let me sing, Dick.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain that you have to be down there. I have never heard so much drivel in my life. But something that's been thrown out there about Trump that's kind of interesting. Okay, let's just say he won and go with that in the last election. That means he can't run again. Give him his 2020. Seriously, they're saying because you can't run a third time.
Decertify the election and give him like the... Yeah, from the last week, call it Trump's term.
And then 1 week, irrelevant. 1 day, 1 second is too much for that man to be anywhere near the seat of power and the nuclear codes ever, 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 ever again, Dick.
It'd be perfect for all my friends.
I agree, but oh my God, this is... I've never heard anything so ridiculous as Michael. I think he might be worse than Scott Walker.
Well, you must have tuned in after Derek Van Orden. I was going to say, on the whole crazy scale, I think Van Orden's by a head.
They both have the outfits from the gun thing going on. 844-9-6-2-7-9. Mark, you are next.
Mark in the sack. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks. It's very terrifying the way you see what some of those guys do. And they obviously, I didn't. Michaels might have taken an oath to the Constitution, but he probably certainly didn't ever read it. I mean, that this is just god awful crazy. You know, talking about the election was stolen. They're still pumping that stuff out. That Bud Gableman there, who couldn't find if there's any fraud, didn't find any fraud, but they still are beating on that thing, and it just is. It's unless Republicans win, apparently the election was unfair. What exactly? He wants to dissolve the Elections Commission, but there was Scott Walker that established it. Wisconsin Elections Commission was established by Walker and the Republicans because they caught Walker cheating so bad. I mean, it is just a.
Well, that was the former incarnation. That was the GAB. You got to get rid of the investigators, the retired judges that would have the temerity to investigate the corrupted Scott Walker.
You mean the Scott Walker, who is now, I'm assuming, going to be called a rhino by Trump and the rest of them. Thanks for the call, Mark. Let's squeeze one more in before the top of the hour. It's CJ. CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
Where are you hiding at the Trump rally, CJ?
I'd be there if I could. How do you guys like being down there with a bunch of country-loving, God-fearing, patriotic Americans? I wonder if Brittany Griner's going to...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, CJ. When I find someday. Some, I'll let you know.
But, you know, what we're missing is a real economy, and inflation's only getting hurt by this president.
You tax report 28,000. You're gonna have to come new material. You better turn the shop for you. Why don't you fill me? CJ in real time, stumbling, bumbling for words. Ah, Afghanistan. You know that's where he was going next.
Benghazi. Monkeypox.
What about our emails?
Yeah, what about the emails? What about Navarro's emails? What about the, I don't know, Secret Services text messages? You know, what about the Department of Homeland Security text messages, right? What about the Pentagon? What about, we got all sorts of whatabouts, man. It's not good when anybody does it. Now we're doing it under Trump. We got to find out what's happening. As mentioned earlier, Trump's attorneys are in negotiation with the DOJ over something. We don't know what yet, but it can't be good. Hey, Kurt, it kind of reminds you, right? If I come down there, and if I don't like the tone of those questions, I'm going to ask for an attorney.
Why don't you bring your attorney, as the cops once told me? Back more live. Tom and Crew special event going overtime. What's time for our encore? We'll play Tiny Dancer, and you can't always get what you want.
You're such a love.